Well, thank you for tuning in on a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with Friday and the Capitol steps at the Egg.
What a great gathering of all of the wonderful WAMCers, 1,000 people there, every ticket gone. And every year, we reassemble and people hug each other and say hello. Capitol steps, of course, are terrific. We all had a good time. I know I did.
And yet it gets harder and harder to laugh at politics. And of course, after the latest shooting, Alan, I said to you, it was hard for me to read the story at first when it came out after a man opened fire inside a church in a small South Texas community near San Antonio, killing multiple people, 26 to be exact, over 20 wounded. And it just is unconscionable.
David, you're so right. It's a heartbreaker. What is left to say? We've got to do some movement here. This guy apparently was using an assault rifle. At least that's what I heard on one news outlet. We can't seem to get our stuff together. We are letting these guys at the NRA and others lead us. They're going to point out that the next door neighbor who heard the ruckus grabbed his gun and went after the perp, in this case, with another neighbor. And they were the ones who got to him first, probably saved some lives. So somebody in the NRA side is going to say, oh, forget what the perp did. What's important is that the guy next door had a gun to go after this terrible man. Every time we have something like this, somebody gets up and says, it's too soon to talk about guns. But in fact, if ever there is a time to do it, it is when one of these tragedies happen. And it is such an awful thing that we can't move off the dime because there are so many guns in America. And part of the national paranoia is, I got to have a gun under my bed. Well, if you have a gun under your bed, or if you have a gun in an unsecured place, there are a lot more tragedies that are going to happen because some kid gets a hold of it and pulls the trigger. We've got to talk about it now. And I'm so sorry for those people who really don't understand what's at stake.
A lot at stake on an Asian trip by President Donald Trump. It's a 12-day trip, Alan, and the president said shortly before landing in Japan to meet Shinzo Abe that he expected to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin during the trip.
Well, that sure is a heck of a hit in the head. I mean, here we have this whole Russian thing disassembling, and we find that all of those people, Sessions, everybody else, some of whom said, you know, I had nothing to do with the Russians, we had nothing to do with the Russians. Now we see one thing after another. We see the Commerce Secretary, we see so many of these relationships unfolding. So you got to think that when he goes to Japan and he says, I'm going to talk to Putin, it's almost a part of a cover, which is as the news tightens on the president, I'm of course talking about the political news, tightens on the president, he is in a situation where he has to explain the relationship with Putin and the Russians. After all, this is a guy who said the Russians are good and Putin's a friend, and I hope that the Russians get all the data on Hillary. So for him to say, I got to get with Putin so Putin can help me with North Korea, it sounds like it may be part of a larger cover. At least that's possible.
Well, tomorrow is Election Day, Alan.
It is, Dave.
A number of things to consider for those of us in the region, including ballot questions in New York. But this is not one of the exciting elections. 2018 is really the one we keep talking about. But why aren't people voting?
People vote in a number of different ways. Sometimes they vote with a ballot. Sometimes they vote with their feet and they say, you know, I don't like these guys. It's all put up. Take a look at the Constitutional Convention question. It's polling very badly. The idea being, hey, the same old polls are going to put this convention on. And despite the fact that you have some wonderful people out there pushing this like crazy, saying, hey, you got to be optimistic. There can be progress made at a constitutional convention. But the people are saying, why are we going to spend all this money when we know that if the legislature wanted to pass constitutional amendments, they could in two successive years, but they won't do it. So why have yet another body that won't do something because it's controlled by the same forces? At least that's what the counter argument seems to be. So it looks like pessimism rather than optimism wins. David, one more thing. As we all know, we have an opportunity to hear Harry Belafonte talk about a remarkable life at the Egg on Saturday night. I'm going to be doing the interview, and I'm incredibly excited by it. Because here's an opportunity to say, I heard a living legend in Albany, New York, give a valedictory address, which is going to be quite something.
WAMC.org.